From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump's first major test to move his legislative agenda is set for later today, after Republicans postponed Thursday's vote in the House of Representatives on their health care reform bill over uncertainty about its passage. Mr. Trump has threatened his fellow Republicans with leaving Obamacare in place and focusing on other issues if they do not support a vote Friday on the new health care legislation, a signature campaign promise of repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. Democrat Nancy Pelosi suggested the reputation of some lawmakers is coming under scrutiny because of this health care reform bill.
Republicans vote to destroy health care coverage, especially in this brutal form. Well, that vote is going to be tattooed to their heads. They can't say Donald Trump made me do it. He's not their boss. Their constituents are their bosses.
Trump lobbied lawmakers who are not backing the bill, putting his skills as a dealmaker on the line. Trump, however, failed to win over the conservative House Freedom Caucus by Thursday's planned vote and even alienated some moderates afraid for their political futures. Afghanistan's Taliban has refuted media reports that its representatives recently visited neighboring Pakistan and discussed with officials there the prospect of holding direct peace talks with Kabul. The Taliban have long refused to hold direct talks with the Afghan government, calling it a puppet of the United States. Relations between Islamabad and Kabul have deteriorated in recent years because of Taliban-led attacks in Afghanistan, for which Afghan officials blame insurgent sanctuaries on Pakistani soil. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. London police said Friday they made additional arrests in connection with the deadly attack near Parliament. Mark Rowley is the Metropolitan Police Counterterrorism Chief.
In our continuing investigation and ongoing covert activity, we have made two further significant arrests overnight, one in the West Midlands and one in the Northwest. We now have 9 people remaining in custody, and 1 woman has been released on bail.
Police are appealing for the public's help as they try to learn more about the attacker they identify as Khalid Massoud. Police say he killed 4 people near Parliament by striking them, several others, with an SUV.
And so at this point, I would like to appeal specifically to the public. We remain keen to hear from anyone who Khalid Massoud, anyone who knew Khalid Massoud well. Anybody who understands who his associates were, anyone who can provide information about the places he's recently visited. There might well be people out there who did have concerns about Massoud, but weren't sure or didn't feel comfortable for whatever reasons in passing that information to us.
Authorities believe Massoud acted alone when he ran down the pedestrians on Westminster Bridge before crashing his SUV into a gate and fatally stabbing a policeman who tried to stop him. Other officers shot and killed Massoud moments later. The U.S. Senate leading Democrat has said he will not vote for President Trump's Supreme Court nominee and is urging all members of his party to do the same. Senator Charles Schumer of New York said Thursday that he would lead a filibuster against appeals court Judge Neil Gorsuch. White House spokesman Sean Spicer suggested Gorsuch does not deserve such treatment.
We find Senator Schumer's announcement truly disappointing because it breaks with the tradition of how the Senate has handled Supreme Court confirmation votes in modern time and represents the type of partisanship that Americans grown tired of.
Republicans currently hold 52 seats in the Senate, meaning several Democrats would have to vote in favor of Gorsuch to end debate and approve his nomination. The U.S. State Department is asking American embassies and consulates around the world to identify certain groups that should get extra scrutiny when they apply for visas. This directive also instructs U.S. Post overseas to review the social media accounts of visa applicants who are suspected of terrorist ties or having been in Islamic State group-controlled areas. It is the first evidence of the extreme vetting of foreigners entering the United States that President Trump promised during his campaign. And Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan called the U.S. and Britain on Thursday to drop what he called exaggerated new aviation restrictions imposed on flights from some airports, including those in Istanbul. I'm Michael Brown in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.